Hello, I'm Eddie.
I'm Dr. Sharp.
And this week, this year, on the podcast, we're going to talk about New Year's resolutions and how they affect you. Right?
Okay. I don't want them to affect me.
Oh, okay.
We'll talk more about that.
Yeah, I'm excited. And Meg's going to come by after her dentist appointment.
She's
going to
rush in here.
All Novocained up.
We're back.
Just like that.
Yeah. Happy 2020, Eddie.
Yeah. I never thought we'd make it this far, but we did it. We made it all the way to 2020.
Yeah. Now life will be easy every day,
easy
every
street.
Minute.
That's what they called 2020,
yeah,
Easy Street.
We're on Easy Street.
Man, I feel like we've got a lot to get through today.
Okay. Let's start.
Okay.
First up, you must have a story.
Oh, yeah. No, I want to tell that story, but I also want to talk about other things.
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
What is that sound? Is there a helicopter?
It sounds like as my children would say, airplane.
Oh, okay.
It was an airplane.
So, yeah, the radio play, which we promised to do for New Year's, we started to write it, and
right.
I forgot how hard, I mean, how much effort goes into producing it.
A lot.
So Meg and I, when we went down to Jacksonville, we sat down at coffee and we started working on the outline. And then, you know, there's like all these frustrating moments where it's like, no, we can't do that. It's a radio play, but we want to do this. And we were we got about a fourth of the way through the outline, which is like our first step in writing it, and realized that it's just so much work. So
it's so much work.
Maybe one of these days we can read you the outline. Because it was kind of a funny idea.
Okay.
I think we had 6 scenes.
All right. I'm available to maybe doing it.
No, I don't think we're going to do it. It's just too much work.
Okay.
It's like, maybe if we get back into the swing of things and get it on.
We'll see what happens. Like I said, I'm available to maybe doing it.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel, like the amount of effort I want to put into it.
Yeah.
And then Uncle Rich, he last year sometime left a voicemail because he wanted to,
he wanted to call in?
Be a contributor to the podcast.
Oh, that's nice. I would love Uncle Rich to be on the show. This is not my uncle or Eddie's uncle. This is Meadowlark and Safi's uncle, Rich Schreiber.
Yeah, let me just play it. It's 2.5 minutes long.
All
so
right.
See, we just got
so
a
just
lot of
just sit
stuff.
Back and relax. Finish your coffee.
I feel like
This is a morning show.
Rich Schreiber here, Meg's brother. You're doing a great job. I was just hoping to maybe contribute a segment.
This was last year, October 29th. 2019, he recorded this.
Okay.
So we were doing a great job then.
Mm-hmm. We were. We were getting popular, and then we were like, we don't want this level of fame.
Right. So, yeah, this was when we were doing a great job.
To fill the void left from Matt Doothy's final snap, I'm going to make my own segment. This one's called Kayfabe. It's resurrecting old wrestling promos from the past. And this one involves Stone Cold Steve Austin. A Wikipedia entry says, Austin's rise to stardom began at the 1996 King of the Ring, where he won the King of the Ring tournament by defeating Jake the Snake Roberts in the finals. At the time, Roberts was portraying a born-again Christian. So after the match, Austin cut a famous promo during his coronation, mocking Robert's religious faith and proclaiming the now iconic catchphrase,
Whoa. We missed, like, the climax of this segment.
Did we?
While being interviewed by Michael Piazza, who at this time is known as Doc Hendricks. Doc Hendricks says, "The fourth prestigious King of the Ring, Stone Cold Steve Austin. An incredible victory. The first thing I want to be done is to get that piece of crap out of my ring. Don't just get him out of the ring. Get him out of the WWF. Because I've proved, son, without a shadow of a doubt, you ain't got what it takes anymore. You sit there and thump your Bible, and you say your prayers, and it didn't get you anywhere. Talk about your Psalms. Talk about 316. Austin 316 says, I just whooped your ass." Well, come on. That's not necessary. All he's got to do is go buy him a cheap bottle of Thunderbird and try to dig back some of that courage he had in his prime. As the King of the Ring, I'm serving notice to every one of the WWF superstars. I don't give a damn what they are. They're all on the list, and that Stone Cold list, and I'm fixing to start running through all of them. And as far as this championship match is considered done, I don't give a damn if it's Davey Boy Smith or Shawn Michaels. Steve Austin's time has come, and when I get that shot, you're looking at the next WWF champion. And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. Sorry about that. Reminds me of Gary the Gasoline and how much stressing is put on your voice.
That's true.
But anyway, I hope you enjoyed the promo. You're doing a fantastic job. I look forward to the,
podcast every week.
And hope you're all doing well. Hope to talk to you again soon. Bye.
All right. So now... That was nice. Like,
that was great. I never heard that.
He recreated a wrestling promo, and I think he wanted to do it more. So
yeah, I'm into it.
Maybe I could do better with the music cues. I thought I was on two different channels on the soundboard here, but I was not.
I wish our listeners could see Eddie's hand gestures just then.
He
was pointing and shaking his fingers around, and it was actually really helpful in understanding what he was trying to tell me. So thank you for the hand cues.
You're welcome. Okay, now I wanted to talk about did you have anything you wanted to talk about before I just got like a list.
I have a single story that I want to tell, and that's it.
Okay, well, let me tell mine first because it might lead to future things
that
we do on the podcast. Because we always mix the formula up every year. We went to Pet Supplies Plus the other week.
Yes. Did you bring Jonathan with you?
No. No, it was all
because you're
family.
Allowed to bring the pets with you.
I've
if
seen
you want
that.
To.
Like, why do people do that?
I don't know. It's hilarious, though.
Like, a lot of dogs coming in
it
with their owners.
It seems stressful to me. Like, you know, because they're like, mommy, I want Beneful brand dog food. And they're like, no, you're getting Iams.
Yeah. Or they like see a toy that they want.
Yeah.
And then they're like, this is, and then they put their mouth all
like,
over
squeak,
it.
Squeak, 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 squeak.
Or like this. I couldn't imagine bringing a cat in there. There's a bunch of birds and fish and stuff. Maybe that's a stereotype. Maybe cats don't go straight for the kill.
I think that they do. I think cats are the number one predatory animal on the planet.
Whoa.
Not house cats, just cat.
Oh, yeah.
Felines.
Yeah, would a lion just kill and eat you? Probably.
Sure. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, like a wild lion.
Just like if a wild lion came in this room right now, I'm guessing it would kill us.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I guess if it's hungry,
yeah,
I don't know.
Definitely if it's hungry. Like, what would stop it?
They're usually hungry, right?
I mean, not if they, like, if it just ate a zebra.
Right, okay.
It wouldn't, like, kill us and eat us, but it might just be like, I don't, you know, we'd have to get it to like us in order, you know, otherwise it would be like.
They're like top predators, though, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm thinking like.
Lions, tigers, and sharks.
Well, I was thinking sharks because I think tiger is it. Like Siberian tiger is
top tier.
It's it. It's everything. It's the biggest, man. Baddest one.
Wow. Well, that's scary to think about.
On National Geographic, they'll do these, like, you know, impossible predator match-offs, like virtual reality style.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, like shark versus tiger, you know, would be a good one.
Who would win?
Who would win? I mean, who would win?
Yeah, that's hard. I mean, probably shark, because you can't, if it was on land, the tiger would win.
What if it was just in like a deep enough pool that the shark would fit? Tigers are great swimmers. You know, I mean, there's
an obvious disadvantage though. Like the shark lives in the water.
It lives there. It's true.
So you got to give it to the shark.
Okay, what about like ankle deep water?
Yeah, I feel like the tiger would win because it's like obviously you're going to be suffocating the shark.
Okay, what if we just see, I think in these virtual reality enactments, they suspend reality so that it's like somehow, you know, they're both able to function in the medium they're in.
Yeah, okay. So it's just like sharpness of teeth and strength of claw swipes.
Well, I would think, I'm still betting a tiger because they're more agile than a shark, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they've got like four limbs to work with, not just this big old body.
And we're thinking like great white shark or...
Yeah, I think the great white shark is the most vicious shark.
It's got like eyes on the sides of its head, and I feel like the front of the head is best for a predator, right?
That is a very good point, Eddie.
I should be on one of those shows.
You should. I just brought you on one.
What I wanted to say, though, was we saw this. You know how they have the little bird section? So at Pet Supplies Plus, you go in and then there's like snakes and bearded dragons and fish and then a bird section. And then they usually have like a doggy or two and a cat that you can adopt, but they didn't have that.
Oh.
Today they just had a bird.
Wait, you went today?
No, this day.
Oh, this day. You went.
Right. On this day, which I'm calling today.
Okay.
We went and they had a green bird in a cage, and I wish Meg was here because she would correct me. It was $658 for this bird.
Cute.
Is that
Must have been cute.
Is that like a normal price for a bird?
It must have been a parrot.
No, that's what I thought too. Like, I'd pay $650 for a parrot, right? But it was, I Googled it. Oh, wait, I lost.
Come on.
It was like a parakeet. It was a green.
Well, that's a kind of parrot.
It was a gray-headed parakeet.
That's a small parrot. A parakeet is a parrot.
It didn't really look that special, though. And like,
it must just be very rare.
No, it's not. I Googled it, and it's like really a common. It's commonly found in Chile.
Are you sure it wasn't $65.80?
That's why it would be great for Meg to like verify this. It was $658, and I was like, "This is like a common bird in Chile," but like, I guess they live about 60 years.
Yeah,
that might be a buying factor.
Well, you would think that would reduce the price because that's too long to have a pet.
I know. So what I want to find out is why it was so expensive.
And why does it live so long?
Why does it live so long? Who's going to buy it? Like, I want to talk to the Pet Supplies Plus people and be like, why is this so expensive?
This makes me want to swing by there on my way to work and check out this bird.
Yeah, if it's still there. If not,
I can't
imagine
it's been sold yet.
I want to go online and I want to find the community that buys this type of bird. And I want to talk to the owners of this type of bird to see, like,
what are you like?
Do you have more than one?
You would, you know, it's always nice to have more than one bird because they're pretty social.
Yeah. Who has birds that we know? Like, you put
Eli has birds.
Does he put a blanket over their cage?
No, they have
night?
Like a whole enclosure at his mom's house and Arizona.
I want to get some interviews.
Would have a lot to say about birds. He's had them since he was a kid. So
maybe this will be my 2020 thing. I'm going to figure out this bird thing. No, this specific
this
bird thing.
This bird.
And maybe I'll like do some interviews and talk to some people.
The first
about
thing
this
you
bird.
Need to figure out is what species is it? Because
I had it Googled and pulled up, but I
can't. You look in your search history.
Yeah, on my phone. Yeah. It's kind of difficult.
It's you're right. It's not. You know, it would take.
How do you do it? You pull up
like
a new tab. Then you go to bookmarks, or how do you even do
you
it?
You can even look in your search history itself.
Yeah. What would I have searched for? Parakeet?
Green bird.
Oh, dusky-headed parakeet.
Dusky-headed parakeet.
Yeah.
Maybe you should Google how much it would cost online.
Dusky-headed parakeet, also known as Weddell's conure or dusky-headed conure. That's what it was listed as.
Okay.
Dusty-headed conure is a small neotropical parrot with dusky gray head, found in wooded habitats in the western Amazon basin. And here's a picture of it. The green bird.
I said it's cute. It's cute.
Green bird, gray head.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to do dusky-headed conure price.
Mm-hmm. You want to?
See, this is part of this riveting, hard-hitting investigation that I'm doing.
Oh, yeah. This is our new format, is actually looking up more information.
Dusky-headed conures are not common in the pet trade, but their popularity is increasing. Price between $200 and $250, depending on source, location, and availability. Yeah, so I don't know, maybe like Pet Supplies Plus, they get all their pets ethically, right? And
I guess so, and they also, you know, they upsell stuff a lot, or they raise their prices a lot. I don't shop there because they're too expensive.
So $200 to $250 could be like the puppy mill price for the dusky mill, dusky headed.
The dusky mill, the old dusky mill.
Where they're just
bird
factory. Breeding these things.
Yeah.
To like, shit them out and ruin the street price.
Oh my god. Okay.
I don't know why I was so interested in that.
Okay, so you think that maybe that story was gonna lead to something else?
Oh, I don't know. I just thought I wanted your reaction to a $650 pet.
I just,
like, what would you pay for a pet?
Well, I mean, when Louis was dying, I paid $6,000 to try to save his life, so obviously some amount of money. That's
about
$6,000. A little
is
outrageous.
It the most? Would
that's
you have spent more if it was like
no,
a surefire?
No. Well, if it was sure,
yeah,
like
it was
he was gonna live,
gonna work, you'd pay up to $16,000.
Oof.
It's like a new car.
I might have done like a GoFundMe for that.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe up to 10,000 I would have done.
Man, not me. Not me
if
at all.
If it was sure.
Sure thing,
and it
yeah.
was your dog, Louie, who was a good boy.
I loved Louie.
Louie was a very good dog.
Oh, yeah, I miss him.
Yeah, he was like the kind of dog I hope to have. No offense to Twiggy. She's awesome and I love her. She's just neurotic. I mean, not even that bad, but I can't really handle much neurosis of a dog.
Well, you had Stanley.
He was extremely neurotic, mm-hmm. and I think that was my, you know, that was my one time having a really neurotic dog.
I think we talked about this. We might have actually, because it happened on my birthday that
mm-hmm.
he died.
It did.
So I think we did talk about this on the podcast.
I'm
actually.
Sure we did, because, I mean, it's worth mentioning more than once what a good boy Louie was.
Yeah, no, I remember we had Princess for a while, and she had some problems, and I was like, you know, like, I was looking up all this stuff, and, like, you can get, like, cancer treatments for your pets
oh,
and
yeah.
stuff, and, like, you could really spend a lot
oh,
on them.
Oh, you can drain all your savings in a pet.
They should have, you know, they should have, what's that thing where you can just kill a person?
Euthanasia?
Yeah.
Yeah, they, what are you talking about?
I'm just like, saying, like, that's what you can do for cats. It's like, you can, oh, this cat has cancer. You can either, like, treat it or.
Yeah, they have that, Eddie. What are you talking about?
They should have that for people, though.
Well, they do some places.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, That sounds like a good idea.
It is a good idea. I think it's a very good idea. It's very controversial for some reason.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to step on anybody's toes.
Never.
They should or they shouldn't have
it. Never. They should or shouldn't have that option.
Yeah.
Speaking of death, so...
As we usually do.
As we often do on this show. So I... This kind of ties in with New Year's resolutions-ish. Mm-hmm. So I've been contemplating stopping smoking cigarettes. And even though I don't really want to, because it's...
Mm-hmm. It's so cool.
Well, it's cool. And also, it's like, it's this little treat that I have when my kids first fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, you know, this like, end of the day. Vibe.
Yeah.
Beginning of my night. You know?
I know about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So in any case, though, I was at the Shell gas station and oh, here comes Meg.
Whoa. She's in the bathroom.
She really had to go. It looked like she like didn't even look at us. So
sounds of relief.
So, sorry, that was just so great.
Okay, wait, I lost your track.
Okay.
So you have a cigarette when you put your kids to sleep.
Anyway.
It's your adult treat.
Mm-hmm. So I was buying a pack of cigarettes at the Shell gas station.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't smoke a ton. You know, it's just these little time pieces in my day. But
do
in any
case...
you smoke
like a chimney?
Well, my chimney, which doesn't smoke very much. So, yeah, I would say mine.
Mm-hmm.
Probably I smoke more than my chimney, though.
Mm-mm-mm.
What about your chimney?
Ooh, my chimney, no. My chimney smokes a lot. Not the wood-burning one, but the gas-burning one.
The gas-burning one, okay. So yeah. Less than your chimney, more
much
than
less.
Mine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mine's smoking, like, all day.
Do you know the Shell gas station on Whitehead Road, kind of near house?
Oh, yeah, okay. I bought oil there once for your lawnmower.
Oh, nice, yeah. So I was there in line. And I ordered a pack of cigarettes. And then this guy standing next to me who had, he had this like look about him. Like he was probably in his like early 60s, kind of shorter, roundish, bushy, white beard, kind of darker eyebrows, like kind of bushy white hair. You know that look?
Yeah.
So he says to me.
You ordered your cigarettes already.
He says to me...
Cool menthol 100, please.
Yeah, right, exactly. He was like, I can have you smoke-free in 10 days.
Huh.
So...
Wow.
That's what he said to me.
What a thing to say.
What I heard was, I've been smoke-free for 10 days.
Oh, okay.
So I turned to him and I said, congratulations.
Nice.
And he like kind of just... gave me this look like and I was like okay, so that wasn't the response he was expecting. And then I thought, and I was like, oh, he said he could have me smoke free in 10 days. And so I said, oh, did you say you could have me smoke free in 10 days? And he goes, yeah. And I was like, okay, I don't want to stop smoking. And then I left.
That was good.
Yeah. I just really love what he must have thought when he said he could
well, congratulations.
Help me stop smoking. Congratulations,
that's
man.
That's a good skill to have.
You're so... Wow. Good on you. I also like, oh, I don't want to stop smoking.
Yeah.
And then left. I remember when I was smoking, I would always tell everyone, I'm trying to start smoking, and everyone loved that.
That's a good one.
Everyone's like, oh, man.
I'm trying to start. I'm trying to smoke more.
Air horn.
Yeah.
That was before the air horn was invented. For, like, punctuative purposes. Is that what the air horn's for now? It's, like, to punctuate a point?
I think it can be used to be, like... this issue is chaotic, you know, like get everyone just like, wow.
Yeah, it's got some hyphy.
Like mind-blowing kind of sound, too.
Mm.
Like, what?
Yeah, yeah. It's the
sound of what?
Or like the equivalent of like a camera zooming in and out really fast.
Yes,
on something.
Exactly. Like,
boy, Meg's back.
Hi. Meg's here.
Oh my gosh.
How'd it go?
It was very thorough.
Tell me about it.
Your teeth look clean. I can see it shine from here. Yeah.
Yeah.
So upon arrival, I knew I was going to have they give you two different kinds of appointments throughout the year. And one is just the teeth cleaning and one is like to measure your gum recession and all that stuff.
Where they do the x-ray.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I knew I was in for that longer appointment.
Okay.
And then I said to the receptionist, and I said, is it cool if I just do the teeth cleaning today? And he's like, no, that is a liability to us. Like,
what?
We could really get in a lot of trouble.
Wait, yeah. What?
Jeez.
If you don't do this, all this stuff today. And I was like, oh, okay. So I kind of, at this point, I wondered if I was set on a trajectory where he was going to make sure I was there as long as possible.
Right.
Because I had this hygienist who was very, very interested in my teeth. Like, he was just so curious about everything about my teeth. And so
how many things can there be about teeth?
Well, he wanted to know the last person who'd cleaned my teeth and what they had meant by the notes that they had written and how necessary was it.
Was he asking you?
No, he was like seriously inquiring to other people in the office. Like, well, I want to know as much as I want to gather as much information as I can for this woman so that she'll know the proper path to take with her dental health and into the future. And does she need these fillings? And how, you know, like, what's the urgency of this?
Okay, got it.
So I learned a lot, but I was also there a very long time.
Hmm.
I'm so sorry.
It was weird.
Yeah,
it
sounds weird.
Was it flattering at all, though?
I liked him. No, well, he did say that I had above average teeth for a person my age. So I guess
that's
flattering.
Nice. That is a compliment. Did you ask him, or he just gave that to
he
you
offered
unprompted?
That information. Nice. I really did not. I didn't converse with him much because his hands were in my mouth the whole time. So I'm like, I'm not going to start a conversation make this even longer because he has to wait for me to talk.
I don't like that.
I do like your teeth. They're one of my favorite things about you. I'm pretty teeth critical, though.
I told him that you were afraid to go to the dentist.
Well, you did?
And he said, well, you need to convince him to go because it really is it's the woman in the relationship who's typically the one who gets the man to do the thing to take care of himself. And I was like, well,
yeah,
that tends to be the case.
Yeah, you also...
And he said I was the one who had to make sure the kids went.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. Have they ever been?
No.
Metalark is overdue.
Yeah.
She is. She's four.
When
you're
he
the,
was complimenting my dental health, I did think I had so many cavities on my baby teeth that...
Because you loved apple juice.
Because I loved apple juice, and I even mentioned that. And it really, I think it put me on high alert once I got my adult teeth. So I have always been concerned with their safety.
Mm-hmm. With your teeth. Okay.
Interesting. Yeah, you got your mom to go to the doctor too. That's your gift.
Well, it's not something I have really promoted in the past. And even when I was there today, I was like, I just want to bolt. Like, this is such a waste of time. But then I was like, no, this is preventative. Like, I got to think about the future.
It's one of our only consistent preventative healthcare regimens that people do.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. Yeah, like, I'm not going for regular checkups to get
physicals.
Get a physical, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And he took my blood pressure, which... It's good to know.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
What?
Yeah, I didn't think that was typically a part of a
That is
dental.
Not. It's not typical, for sure.
Yeah, maybe
he took a urine sample?
You.
Is that normal?
He checked my butthole?
Yeah, stuck his finger up your butt.
There was also a weird moment where he was consulting me on doing something out of the regular order of operations, and I said... I trust you because I'm like, why don't I don't know the regular order of operations. Like, do whatever you want. You don't need to let me know.
Yeah, yeah.
So, as I was saying, I trust you. Another so that's kind of an open office.
Yeah.
Another doctor was walking by, and he goes, "Oh, like, I shouldn't trust this guy." And
sucker.
I was like, that is such an uncomfortable thing to happen. Like, I'm in this kind of
vulnerable
position. Yeah, I'm in this vulnerable
Your legs
position.
Are up in the stirrups.
With this guy I don't know, and then this other
I'm
guy is
naked on
implying,
all fours. There's something in
that
my
I
butt.
I should not trust this guy with my mouth. And then I was like, wait, is this guy a serial killer who's like obsessed with teeth?
Like dentist.
But I decided I still trusted
Novocaine?
Him. I didn't trust the guy who made the joke. So I was like, I didn't think that was in good taste.
It would have been funnier if he just, like, he was staring and you caught him staring at you, and then he, like, you know, pulled out his collar a little bit and then walked off because he caught you staring at him.
I really have the assessment of this guy where he's, like, somebody who cares so much about what he does that he is annoying to the other people in the office because they're like, just get this fucking done.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter that much, dude.
Oh, I worked with a guy like that before. It is annoying. Yeah.
Just so like, I'm tempted to like go on, you know, go make a, give him a good review or something because I appreciate how much he cared.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's nice of you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to actually do it, but I had that
so
thought.
He was the hygienist.
Yes.
Who's
like
the,
if he
who's
had filled
the
your...
dentist?
The dentist, I don't remember his name, like Dusseldorf or something like that.
So this is like an office full of male hygienists and dentists?
Not full of. And in the past, I've had female hygienists. And honestly, when he came in, I was like, is this the doctor? And I was like, no, that's just sexist of me. This is the hygienist.
Hmm. So my dentist is a woman.
That's cool.
She's the first.
You jerk your head like that? There's a lot of dentist women, right?
I don't think there's a lot. I've never had one.
I've never met one. A female dentist.
Never met one. I don't meet many dentists.
Sounds like it.
Sounds like you're going to.
Sounds
though.
Like. Well, I like my dentist. She's around. Cool. So if you're, you know, interested in having a competing dentist in the family.
Maybe,
well,
they
kind of convinced me to, since I don't have dental insurance, they kind of convinced me to get the in-house insurance. Mm. So it would behoove us financially if we all went to the same place.
It would.
And it's so close. It's like right across the street. Hmm. And they have a bulldog, which the kids will like. It is dressed as the Tooth Fairy. Are you familiar with this place? It's right off of Prince Avenue.
I think I've seen it.
Enough talking about this place.
Okay, sorry. What were you guys talking about before the cigarette buying?
I told her about that parakeet. How much was it?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Remember we saw that bird at
it was like $625?
Yeah, I told you.
I asked if he said $658 and I said, are you sure it wasn't $65.80?
Yeah. It was 600 something.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like, you know, they're pretty expensive, but
I think I'm going to spend my whole year doing research on this bird.
Yeah. I don't know how long parakeets live, but of course, larger parrots can live like 100 years.
Yeah,
so.
this
one
can
was
live
about
like 60 years.
Oh, okay.
Which I guess
so. It's an investment.
Yeah,
your pet future.
Well, I said that should make it cheaper because that's way too long to own a pet.
Yeah, don't you think?
Like you're gonna be stuck with this thing for a long time and spend a lot of money on food and other upkeep. So we're just gonna reduce the initial cost.
What's your ideal pet life?
Of a bird or just
any animal?
Like a length
so it
of time?
Yeah, so it depends on the animal, how long you want it to live.
It depends on how much I like it. I mean.
But that you can't know until you own it, until you've had some time.
How long do you want Johnny to live?
Well, I think I'm warming up to him. Like I said this morning, I feel like he is, he's easing into the acceptance that this is where he lives and that we are his family.
This is my life now.
Exactly.
I think you guys need to let him go outside. I know that you're worried about the wildlife around.
I just feel like he's going to leave. He's just going to get out of here.
I don't think he's going to leave.
He's definitely not going to leave, but
Yeah.
I get the killing of birds. It's just, he's very annoying is the thing about him.
Like, right.
Like, right now he's awesome. And mm-hmm. he could be like this like 90% of the time instead of like, you know, 60% of the time.
He's pretty good at podcasting.
Instead of like 3%
okay,
of the time.
Instead of 3% of the time.
No, his podcast game is on point.
He loves it when he likes this vibe a lot. Mm-hmm.
Like no kids. Oh, we were talking about no kids too. Isn't it great to have like.
We're just hanging out without the children
oh, yeah.
around.
Yes, mm-hmm. it is nice.
It's awesome.
But it's important that it's in contrast to something, you know?
Yeah. It never felt this good before children. Right. Just kidding. It did feel good.
It
but
felt
not...
good, but it was always like, well, I got to be doing something
well,
else
Well, maybe
after
we
this.
Could have kids. you know what would make this feel even better if we had children?
Yeah. Remember when we would have like Safi in the pen?
Oh,
right
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the,
oh yeah!
And remember when the twins were in their car seats?
Oh, yeah, I remember holding the Seishi.
Yeah, on the ball and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's cute.
We're wacky people.
Yeah, I guess that's not a common thing that people do with babies.
We got to make some plans this year though, because we're at episode 194.
Okay.
Was the Parade of Lights, so this will be 195. We need to do at least 5 podcasts this year.
We're gonna. I mean, this is a good time for me.
This is a good
I could
for
do
me
this
too.
Every other week.
Yeah, I like it. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Yeah, we're
July
gonna...
9th, I have a dentist appointment.
Oh yeah, okay. I think all I right. have we'll one May 27th.
Okay. We'll have to work around those dates.
Yeah, I should do the whole like health checkup and see, you know, get the eyes checked, get the mouth checked. Do a physical.
Did you already talk about your resolution?
Or no. We've been waiting
you?
For you.
Okay.
Yeah, and Desi was late, so.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
We've been waiting for you.
We could talk about it. Now, I was leading into it, like, very, like, this year I should get into these things.
Right.
And then we could talk about it after
yeah.
that. So, yeah, speaking of doing things in a year, my, So my resolution history, what do you guys remember? I remember not burning
tamales.
The roof of my mouth.
Eat more tamales?
Eat more tamales was one of them.
I feel like, did you even do good on that one?
He did do well.
Oh, okay, good.
We got tamales in Arizona that year, which
That's
I
right.
feel like was an integral part of the tamale
I
experience.
Do remember that now.
Right, yeah.
Pay bills online.
Mesa. Oh, yeah, pay bills online. I know not burn the roof of my mouth was the last one I remember. And then paint with Safi.
You did more. Floss your... You started flossing your teeth at one point, but I don't know if that was the resolution.
I don't think
resolution.
That was part of it. Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember paint with Safi more, but...
That was the year that you spent the night.
I think that and was then, this... Yeah, 2019
okay.
was...
And I bought a lot of paint supplies. I painted a little bit with her. I don't know.
I think you did a pretty good job.
I
we
think
got a
I
better
made,
routine of it.
Yeah, I made an environment to which painting was more... amenable.
That's cool.
And then this year I wanted, so I told you guys my New Year's resolution already, so you're familiar. Mine was initially it was don't get foot injuries as often, because I told Meg I was gonna not stub my toes
right
in 2020, which Cook thought was crazy. He's like, man, you always shoot for the stars. That's like hard. I like I burn the roof of my mouth once a week. I was like, oh man. So I thought I was off to a good start, but then Meg, when I had told Meg about it, she's like, that's not hard. And I was like, well, maybe no foot injuries at all. Like, don't drop anything on my foot. Don't like let the kids step on my feet.
Ooh. Good luck with that. Seishi this morning was already like on my foot in a way that I was like, I want to throw you down really hard because it hurts so bad.
They do that all the time.
I
they,
know.
Like, they step. So I was doing a pretty good job. What are we, 6 days into the year?
Yeah.
And then like yesterday or something, stubbed my toe pretty bad. I was out working on the...
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, I was
oh,
working
snap.
On... I was working on the solar panels in sandals, and I dropped like stuff onto my feet, and I'm like, I think this year my resolution, because I've already failed, will have to be try harder to not
That's what I was
going to
say
like,
is try harder.
Yeah, don't
try.
Wear sandals to do heavy lifting.
Well, yeah, I was doing it though to take care of my feet,
right? Because you have the fungal issue.
I had like a fungus, athlete's foot.
Oh,
and I was trying to let them air out. Oh man, I don't know.
I thought the symptoms have kind of dissipated at this point. I'm just continuing with the Lotrimin routine.
Right. Yeah, the fungus is gone, but I'm skeptical of funguses. I don't trust them.
Oh, they will. I mean, like, at least for me, I seem to be a very like attractive host to fungus. So
yeah,
you're just a little bit moist.
Yeah,
I'm a little bit moist.
They just stick around with me.
I'm always like sweating a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah. So I was, man, foot health. 2020.
Is pernicious the right word for that? Is that
the fungus?
Yeah.
Would be pernicious.
I don't know. Actually, that's an SAT word though.
It's a good sounding word.
It's like a word where it's like it means you're trying hard to accomplish something. Like
so,
a real
you need
try
to be
hard.
Pernicious about not injuring your feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vigilance is what I'm doing. Foot vigilance 2020.
Yeah. That seems like it would have a good logo.
You know what? You might want to even think about getting like more foot massages treating your feet really well.
Pedicures.
And, be like, I take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I feel like you'll just be even more aware of your feet.
I'm already like,
that sounds so
ever
nice.
Since I decided on this, I've been pretty aware of my feet, and it's a real game changer. And it's funny, my New Year's resolutions tend to stick with me because I still, like, I burnt the roof of my mouth the other day and I was like, oh man, I should have been aware of that. I should have caught that one. Like, I should have known this
was
coming.
What'd you burn it on?
Probably pizza.
Right.
Yeah.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
It's always
pizza.
Any
hot cheese.
Hot cheese, man.
Ugh, love so
this
good.
Stuff.
But, you know, it's like, because there's this, like, window of when cheese, like, melty, gooey cheese is, like, it's best. Like, there's only...
before it hardens.
Yeah, there's only, like, maybe, like, a minute or two that you won't burn your mouth, but that it's still in that, like, most delicious state.
Gooey delicious, I call it.
You guys, this just made me realize, though, wouldn't it be fun if maybe, like, one of these Thursday mornings that we're not podcasting, we all go to Foot Palace together.
Aww. Yeah.
I think maybe we should do that just so we can talk about it the next week.
Because have you guys been?
No,
I've
we have not been.
You guys, it's I like if the three of us went, it would be
epic.
A blast.
That sounds fun.
I mean,
how
we
long is it?
We,
it's like
we,
an hour or 2 hours?
Do they do pedicures? Do they paint your toes?
No.
Oh, it's just
it's
massage.
Like a darkened room and they massage like your whole body actually. And
sounds good.
It's so great. Like, and it's fancy. I mean, it looks fancy, but it's not actually fancy.
Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite.
Yeah.
What's the time commitment though?
It can be, you can do like a 30 minute, I think you can do 30 or 45 or 60, something like
that.
Oh yeah.
That sounds perfect.
Yeah, that sounds great.
With a P. Perfect. Oh man. Okay, yeah. So I'm into feet. I'm down for Foot
Palace.
You're
into feet.
I'm trying hard. I'm undefeated.
Into feet.
Undefeated.
Okay. Into feet. I'm into feet.
Yeah. So I think that hopefully, you know, set me off for 2021.
Okay.
With beautiful, perfect.
No fungus. Perfect nails.
No bruises.
No bruises.
Like, I'm telling
no
the,
owie
maybe
feeling.
The kids will learn. Like, man, it's going to be hard though when like say she comes and steps on my foot. And
yeah,
be like,
she's the one who
I'll
will
like,
do it more than Rio.
I taught my kids. It's 2020, Seishi.
Yeah, we'll see
don't
what happens.
Don't you know?
You just scooch her away.
I think I'm like standing different too, like around kids. I'm kind of leaning forward more. And,
to like hide your feet.
Keep these tootsies safe.
Meg, what about you?
Write more letters. I wrote one. I technically wrote it last year, but, it was a good start. Yeah, I have so many weird, like, it's been a little nebulous.
Mm-hmm.
Because last year I said a lot of things, and there were actually a lot of things that were just, like, a do it once, not like change behavioral change.
Yeah.
And I didn't do them because I was like, I have a whole year to do this.
Oh.
And then I just didn't.
Oh.
But I also don't feel that bad about it. I'm like, whatever.
I don't think it's good
to know that those things are things I'd like to do
at some point. I don't think that anyone should ever feel bad about not following through on a New Year's resolution.
Yeah. So I had a bunch of other ones, but now I'm blanking right now, even though this was our topic.
So what about you? Can't even think of one?
Well, the writing letters could think of.
You did think of one. Okay. I'm sorry.
So, related to a Christmas gift, I'm really surprised I've not told you about this, but Eddie got me some yoni eggs for Christmas.
Oh my God.
Which by That's request, amazing. He didn't just come up with that. I told him where to get them.
Yeah, yeah. You told me the store, and I tried to find them. They just were not, there weren't like big signs pointing to where they
Wait,
are.
Wait, why no, they were discreet. Why do you want them?
For better vaginal strength.
Why do you want that?
Better orgasms.
Okay.
I feel like a strong
vagina is a happy vagina.
Well, it gives you more. Okay, so those of you who are not familiar with what a yoni egg is.
She's holding an imaginary one in her left palm.
Well, so but like everyone's familiar with what eggs look like.
They're different sizes and weights. So it came in a set of three.
Okay, so you work your way up to the biggest, heaviest one?
See, that's what I'm not sure of. I haven't actually done the research on how exactly you're supposed to use them.
Okay.
I did take a spin at the middle-sized egg. So they're,
that tiny egg didn't look like it was going to do much.
Well, I was like, can I even, like,
keep
I don't know.
This in?
I don't know if I can feel that.
So maybe the tiny egg is what you work
See,
yourself
that's
up
what
to.
I'm wondering. Because, the tiny egg. So
nice
this
one.
Is a this is an egg to put in your vagina, for those of you at home. And mine are quartz. Eddie did have the option of jade or quartz.
It's not
and
a...
And I suspect that the proprietor steered him towards quartz because when I was there and spoke to her, she said, well, quartz is like associated with love. So that would make sense to use that one.
No, I saw the jade one looked like it was not polished as well. And it looked kind of like...
It did have more crevices in the surface. So it does seem like it could get gooier or not clean.
I thought it could cut you or something. It looked a little scary.
Okay.
So I picked the smoother.
Okay. So... Also, didn't realize this before I had actually seen the eggs, but they have a little hole, or they have a passage drilled through the top of them, so you could thread something through there. So
you can pull it out.
Yeah, so you can pull it out.
So again, for the listeners, these are stones. These are not eggs.
They're just
egg-shaped. There are no embryos inside of these.
They're egg-shaped.
So what was my point? So I tried one, and what I thought was once I put it in my vagina, I would be able to feel the shape of it. But that was not, I was not able to gain, I didn't have that sensitivity to where I could feel the shape of it.
Okay.
And I thought that I would be able to feel like the ability to pull it up along my vaginal canal. Couldn't feel that. What was distinct though was trying to push it out, man, from the inside. And that was a weird sensation. And when it did come out, it was kind of like a very tiny little childbirth.
Oh.
It was like, oh, I remember that feeling. Like, because I don't otherwise have that feeling of something wholly popping out of my vagina.
Not even a tampon?
I don't use tampons anymore.
Oh, okay.
I do use the Diva cup. And that I'm just pulling out.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I kind of pulled Safi out. I did. I had to get my hand up in there and like get her head out.
Anyway, so I'm going to read up on it, but I do
like
feel like I would
like a
strong
human. String.
What if tampons were shaped
walls.
Like babies?
I'm sure that's a thing, honestly. But sorry to step on your you're
bloody
about to,
little baby that you pull out.
You were going to give a conclusion, and I kind of
yeah. In
on
conclusion,
it.
Stronger vaginal walls for
nice
2020.
Vagina vision.
Write more letters. It seems like probably the content of some of these letters should be about this other resolution.
Little yoni egg magic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Man, I feel like these are good. These are like the best resolutions we've ever had.
They are really good. I feel
and
like
we're raising the bar for yours. It's got to be like,
it's
how are you gonna
so
top that?
Bad in comparison because it's just like not
smoke
even.
More.
Yeah. It's just, it's not even something that like, you know, it's just like a. What a normal person who moves from one house to another naturally does, which is, you know, finish putting everything away in their house and setting right. up their house. So,
finish unpacking?
Yeah. Finish, like, organizing all my crap.
You excel at organization, don't you?
I'm pretty good at it. And sometimes that can make it take longer because mm-hmm. I want it to be this certain way so that I like never have to do it again. Or
is that the case?
Yeah. I mean, there's like, there are like my office, for example, it's organized in a way that I did a big organization of it when I first started working, you know, 4.5 years ago. And I will never have to do that again because now I know like where everything goes.
Could you go in there blindfolded and get a pen and paper?
Easily. Come on, Eddie.
I don't think I could do that in my office.
Yeah. And I think,
but my kids come to my office.
Like there are places in my house currently where I could do such a thing and where everything is cool, but you know, I just have to finish going. There's just so much stuff that has to be assessed. Like, do we keep this or do we get rid of it?
Totally.
You
no,
know,
it's.
Do you organize
I'm kind
the
of,
kids' toys?
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
There, you guys would be really impressed, honestly, right now with the organization of the toys. Like, I'm impressed.
I just hate that idea.
Like, why?
Like the time, like. I've talked about this on the podcast before, like putting puzzles away. Like you have to
do
a
the
child's puzzle and put it away.
You hate it.
That's just awful. Like that's just wasting my time.
You're like, I'm being forced to do this puzzle.
I've done
that
children's
I don't even
puzzles.
Like.
I've been a child before.
Yeah.
Like.
Okay, so here's something that may benefit Desi that we have already failed as parents. If you have the organization established as toys come in and there's a logical place for them to go and the children are aware of that and there is a system in place of getting the kids to put the toys away, that's what we lack because there is no... Putting the toys away, there's no specific place to put the toys, so they don't even know how to clean up, and neither do I. I'm just like, throw it in a box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I don't even know where the box goes.
Right. So, can I just tell you the one tiny success of this organization?
Yes.
That happened last week. So, in my front room, where, you know, a lot of the playing occurs, but that's going to transition to downstairs as that gets cleaned
up. Stay tuned,
up.
Folks.
Mm-hmm. Stay tuned for the transition of playing to downstairs. So upstairs, though, I have this like kind of, you know, those like cube shelves or whatever. And there's two next to each other. So there's like 12 cubes and the top
cubbies,
six.
Right? Cubbies?
They're like cubbies, basically. They're Everyone has them, basically.
Yes.
And, there's like the top is filled with records and then a couple of the bottom. And then I was like, wait, I have all this space. I could put toys in here. I could get actual cube container things that are meant to fit in this space.
Yeah, little drawer things.
Yeah. So I went to Target and I got some. And then currently there's three. One of them has things with wheels. One of them has just little figures that are fun to play with. Like, say she's really into like making horses gallop and stuff right now and stuff. And then the other is filled with like books that are interactive.
Oh, yeah. Like Lift the Flap.
Lift the Flap books and like... we got these little kind of pads where there that comes with this brush that has water in it, and you just like
go over
you know, and it makes it colorful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those are in there. So I've explained to them what goes in each thing. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Like how, I mean, I think they know, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know if they're going to totally be super good at like putting the right thing back in the correct.
Don't get your hopes
basket yet. Well, say Shada is very, she's like me. Like she likes to categorize things. She's like, these guys go together. These guys go together. Like she knows that the stuffed animals, there's three baskets in their bedroom that all the stuffed animals go in, and she goes and puts all the, you know, puts them in there.
She could be the best of all of us.
I mean, Rio, though.
I mean, our kids have shown zero interest in cleaning anything up ever.
Yeah, they know where their water bottles are, but they make us get them for them.
Yeah, but didn't, like, Metalark used to, like, to pretend to clean the windows.
Yeah, yeah, that was all you,
true.
Too.
That's like, true.
You got her the cleaning kit.
I got her the cleaning kit because she sort of indicated she'd enjoy cleaning.
Yeah.
And they don't sweep or anything? Rio likes to sweep.
Man, the other
night, if they perceive that it is in any way helpful, they're not interested.
Savvy asked like where this unicorn was, and we were like, I don't know. And Meg and I were just like tired, so we were sitting on the couch. But then all of a sudden, we heard like shit getting
boxes
dumped
and, like, all around the house. You were like, I'm gonna have to find that stupid unicorn that's like 2 inches wide.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a teeny tiny.
So yesterday I was like Safi's parent and she needed that unicorn again and started like, she was also pooping at this time.
Yeah.
So I was like staying away from her and then she dumped some shit out. And I was like, Safi, you put all of that stuff back. And she's like, okay. Like yelled at me, okay. And then all of a sudden I hear him like clunking back in. It was like those tin cups. Like,
oh yeah.
Plank,
oh,
plank,
yeah.
Plank, 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 plank. One at a time, like throwing them as hard as she could into this bucket. And I was like, that's good, though. Safi. That's good.
And then we came home and Metalark goes, Safi, I know that you just pooped.
Yeah.
Because I can smell it.
Yeah, man. She doesn't ever want you to like clean it because it's like inconvenient. Like she'd rather be playing. Man.
Wait, so...
It's gross.
I'm ready for two to be done.
So, Safi's New Year's resolution is to finish potty training.
Yes. Man, and finish.
No, I told her, like, no more bottles either. Like,
yeah, I've been thinking about the whole... Because I, like, Donovan was like, are we done with bottles yet? And I was like, I don't think we can do transition to big kid bed, potty train, and no bottles all in the same year. That just seems too much.
Lot, yeah. I am way less, what do you call it? Like, champing at the bit to
it's do all chomping.
This stuff with Safi. With Metalark, I was like, I can't believe she's still using a... What were our things with her? Like breastfeeding,
passy,
and potty training.
Yeah,
and I just couldn't. I just needed everything to happen right away, and it didn't. So with Safi, I'm like, I'm more aware of the timeline at which these things could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Metalike went all the way up to 4 with the pacifier, and
but she was out of diapers.
That
at 3,
seemed
right?
Okay. Yeah, right around 3, she stopped diapers. So.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about Passy, but I mean, Seishi, like, all of a sudden got way back into bottle, like, at night, like, asking for Babu. And then I come in, and she's just... She's
not, I love your Seishi impression.
She's not even looking at me. She's just extended her arm with the bottle. Babu. And I'm like, hi, nice to see you, too. I'll get you your Babu.
I do think there's, like, a time in a parent's life where... You have to like eliminate all traces of something.
Yes.
And then it's like, oh, you forgot that one bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're into bottles for the rest
of
the
year. Well, this was just like, I don't know, whatever she's going through, but it's
growing
like,
up is what it's called.
Yeah, it's called growing. I don't know what my children are going
through. No, it's just called growing up. Getting older. It's melancholy.
Yeah, there's moments where they get more attached to certain things.
Yeah, like she was like they weren't even having bottles during the night for many, many months.
Yeah,
and I've known a lot of kids in their twos to be just like just into the bottle all of a sudden.
Yeah,
like it's Francita was and
right.
My thing is, and I told I told their Oma this. I'm like, I don't want them like, you know, 11 a.m. walking around with a bottle. Like,
that's you don't want to see that shit.
Yeah. No, I'm like, this is for nap and bedtime. And
that's good. That's
well,
good to have the boundaries.
I don't know. One thing that our pediatrician said when I asked about the bottle, I was like, is there any reason I should stop giving my daughter a bottle? And he's like, well, you really want, because there's so much sugar in the milk, you want to brush their teeth after they have the bottle.
Yeah.
So. Back, bringing it back to teeth. I'm tired of teeth.
I don't do that, and I probably won't. So
maybe next year, though. Right?
Yeah, maybe next year. So wait. So okay. So
organization.
So for me. So that's it for me. Is like get all the art up on the walls. Yeah. Get all of the crap that I know I don't want away from the house, and put everything away that I do want in the house, and then. You know, it'll be like, it'll feel done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. I thought that was going to happen by the end of last year, but I didn't make it a resolution. But this year I'm like, I've already done more in January than I did in like the first 6 months last year. So yeah, I feel pretty good about it. For my children.
What are their resolutions?
Yeah. So I think, like I said, I think we're going to have to start potty training soon because both of them are obsessed with the toilet and obsessed with poo-poo. Like I said, Rio will come and sit next to me and look at me and go, Safi poo-poo?
Mm-hmm.
Like, very seriously. And I'm like, yes, Safi poo-poos. And then he'll say, Menno poo-poo.
Nice.
Yes. And I go, Rio poo-poo? And he goes, aye.
I oh,
right. he's so Japanese.
Yeah.
Hi, mommy.
Hi. So, and you know, say Shada just like loves to follow me into the bathroom and be like, "Mommy, vulva," and like crane her little head down to get a good shot of me peeing into the toilet. So I just, and she'll be like, "Say she pee pee," and go sit on her little, you know, the Elmo potty.
Have you used it yet? Like,
well, like
successfully defecated.
No, Rhea looked at me one day, and goes poo poo, and then pointed to the toilet, and so I pulled his pants down. And he farted and then stood up. So,
Safi used to do it on the pot, but
yeah, they're,
she just quit, man.
They're like getting to know their, you know, they're figuring some stuff out. But, I just feel like the big kid bed thing is coming up as well. And I need to do that at a time where I can lose sleep because
it's never going to be fun.
No, it seems,
I mean, there's no problem keeping them in cribs until the crib becomes ineffective and pointless.
Well, like, I'm gonna keep them in cribs for a while. I'm just thinking, here's the thing, they're getting too big for pack and plays,
right?
Travel, like, I'm done with that. Like, yeah. I don't want to fly across the country again and deal with this whole weird bed.
Yeah, they need to sleep in beds at some point.
Yeah. I mean, say she can, you know, she got out of her crib the other day and came running out of the room, like, ecstatic.
That sucks.
Yeah, but she, it's not
cute the first time.
It was cute. It, she just wanted, she just wanted water in a book.
Right. Sure.
So, mommy, has the newspaper come yet?
Exactly. Exactly. So I just, you know, I mean, with Rio, I had to lower, like, you know, two mattresses in the bars kind of thing. Like, that's where he's at. Two mattresses on the ground.
Oh, wow.
Same.
Are you going to lock them in there? Like, lock them in their room?
Well, you know, the doorknob padlock really sucks, so they're basically locked in there now.
Oh, good.
And like, if they try to open it, it's like, ding, 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 I can hear it pretty well.
That's
so
a good idea. Get like a shitty doorknob. Mm-hmm. Our doors are so easy to open.
Yeah, no, that door is really not easy to open. So I also, though, need to like take anything interesting out of their room, basically.
Yeah, prison cell.
I just need it to be like a padded room with two mattresses on the ground.
Man, I can't wait till you write your book. That's gonna be
thank you.
That's gonna be impressive. Okay, any podcast resolutions? Us as a podcast?
I think we should, you know, like
get to 200.
Get to 200. Yeah.
Let's get to
207.
225.
Oh, wow.
That was
225 Johnson Drive. That's where I met you.
225.
Well, and listener resolutions, you should all follow us on Twitter at Athens Public. You should go to get the app, the Athens Public app, because I'll probably update it with features and shit. Listen to our podcast more. That's another resolution for you guys. And like and subscribe to all of our things. Comment. Give us some stars this year. For fuck's sake.
Some stars would be nice.
Do some brownstone yoga while you're at it.
Yeah. Yes. The most popular yoga podcast in the world. AthensPublic.com/brownstoneyoga. Yeah. Like, listen to all of our things. What's the other one that Rachel does?
My
so-called mess?
Yes.
Get that one too, man. You guys, we appreciate you listening. We love you. And we will be back probably this month.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Definitely this month.
Two weeks.
Love you.
Oh, next week, Josie's birthday.
Oh, yes. Happy birthday. Thank you. Thank you.